Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact podcast series. I'm joined today by Professor Brian Fitzgerald, Director of LIRO, the Irish Software Research Centre, and the Creeble Chair in Innovation in Business and Technology at the University of Limerick. Professor Fitzgerald has joined us to talk about the world of agile software development methods and how this is driving industry competitiveness. So Brian, why is software important?
Well, we believe that all companies are becoming software companies. Things that used to be done in hardware in the past are now being done in software. But a common problem is that those companies don't understand how much effort is involved in developing high-quality software in a reasonable timescale. So I saw a Swedish study recently which suggested that only 7% of the development effort is actually the program coding, whereas many people consider that to be the lion's share or the main part of it. But everything else around that, like getting the requirements analysis correct so it meets the business need, getting the architecture right so it performs to an adequate standard and response time, testing properly, those are all very significant activities. So 93% of the work is those extra activities. And that's what we're concerned about, trying to make sure that those things are done professionally. What you have in the modern context is that the amount of software that needs to be developed, because all companies are becoming software companies, is growing exponentially. So things like cloud and wearable computing, big data, they all generate a huge need for additional software. We talk about the software-defined world here in LIRO, that it's software-defined networking, software-defined architecture, software-defined infrastructure. And as an example, recently someone told me that smartphones are not getting smaller, they're getting bigger, because now a car is a self-driving smartphone. So in the future, that's what we'll have to develop. So it's much more than just the automotive part of it. And in Ireland, I think it's also particularly important. So Ireland has about 9 of the top 10 software companies in the world are based in Ireland. We have about 1,000 companies here. 80% are indigenous small companies, and then there's 20% of multinationals. But it's about 30 billion euro worth of exports every year. So it's a really important domain for Ireland.
So software is certainly pervasive in our day-to-day lives. But within that, what are the problems you're looking to tackle?
Our goal in this research is to improve the quality and speed of software development, especially in regulated environments like medical technology, automotive, aerospace. So our take on that is agile methods, for example, are extremely popular. About 90% of commercial software development takes place using agile methods. And these are methods which they're associated with faster development and higher quality because they shorten the feedback loops between developers and the customer. They have daily stand-up communication, for example, and so on. So they work very well for ensuring that you don't take a long time to make a mistake and the software developed meets customer needs. But most people would have assumed that these would not work in regulated domains because agile methods are developer-centric. They're about self-organizing teams, about increasing time to market. In regulated domains, time to market is not as important as making sure that there's no safety issues. So if you have something that you get a car to market more quickly or a drug to market more quickly, but it kills people or fails to work properly, then you're going to lose billions of dollars. So it's not, you know, time to market is not as important. So what we're trying to do is get the benefits of agile methods, which are systems that are of higher quality and meet customer needs better without sacrificing the stringent requirements in regulatory domains. We have an approach. Scrum is the most popular agile method, probably of all. We have a technique or a method that we call OR Scrum, which is regulated Scrum. And basically, that's tailoring that method, that basic method, to add extra features, extra activities that are vital in regulated domains so it can develop software properly and meet the needs of regulators in those domains.
Brian, how has this research made an impact for these regulated industries that you speak of?
MedTech is a good example. In Ireland, we have a MedTech cluster that is the third largest globally. So that's really impressive for a small country. But software has recently been declared by the European Union to be a medical device in its own right. So we're working with those companies to produce software that will comply with regulator. What it does mean is for those companies, they improve the reputation of the Irish workforce, for example. So in many companies, especially multinational companies, you face a lot of competition from internal divisions within your own company in other regions. So if we can improve the reputation of the Irish division, then that will lead to greater investment in those kinds of jobs in Ireland. In using the cliche, it's high value chain jobs, up the value chain. Those are better jobs to have here. So we can have more of those. That's better for the country if we improve our reputation there. Also, the software will be more responsive to customer needs, and that's obviously a very good thing.
So where do you see the future of software in Ireland in particular and globally?
In our case, we're extending this research. It was initially in the med tech sector. We're now working with other companies in automotive and aerospace. So we have some projects just about to get underway in moving that approach, because all these have different regulators, but the basic approach is the same, but you have to satisfy regulators in different environments. So that's where we're going with this in terms of the research part of it. We can only produce about 2,200 computer science graduates a year. We cannot compete with India, where it's 700,000, or China, where it's 2 million. So it's vital that we get the right people into the area in the first place, and that they're very high quality. So there are certain tasks that everyone finds difficult to do, like user interface or architecture or so on. Those are multipliers. If you have those people, you can run teams of people underneath them. So they're the kind of high skill, high value jobs we should be creating here, because they will, with our small numbers, they will make the most impact. It's also our vision in Leros that we'll create a phrase, Irish software, and that would enter the lexicon in the same way globally as people talk about Scandinavian design or German automotive. That's what we want, that Ireland is associated. So it's very different from our traditional view of Ireland as an agrarian economy with lots of very high achievements in the arts and literature, that we would achieve the same degree of reputation in the high-tech sphere, such as software development.
So we might become the island of saint scholars and software developers,
yes,
in the future.
That would be fine by us.
So I'd like to thank my speaker today, Professor Brian Fitzgerald of Liro and the University of Limerick. This research is kindly supported by Science Foundation Ireland, Enterprise Ireland, the Irish Research Council and the Royal Irish Academy. If you'd like to find out more about research impact or to read the full case study on Professor Fitzgerald's research, go to our website, ul.ie/researchimpact.